Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 56th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And amen. We're in Genesis chapter number 40. And before we get to Genesis chapter number 40, real quick, Genesis chapter 39, you will remember the theme, really, of that chapter. Four times it said that God was with him. God was with Joseph. Wherever he was, God was with him. We saw it in verse number 2, in verse number 3, in verse number 21, and in verse number 23. The Lord was with him. And he was thrown into the prison because of what Potiphar's wife had accused him of. And we come to chapter number 40, beginning in verse number 1. And it says, "And it came to pass after these things." Now let me pause before we go any farther and kind of again give you the background so we're up to date. "And it came to pass after these things." After what things? Well, Joseph now is in the king's prison. We found in chapter number 39. The king's prison was a special prison, unlike any other prison, kind of like we would have here in Florida. There's minimum security prisons and those that are maximum security prisons for the baddest of the bad. Well, the king's prison was set aside for those of the, that they would recognize as the worst of the criminals, those who actually had brought sedition against the king, who tried to, or murders, all kinds of things of that nature. They were in the king's prison, and that's where they put Joseph. And in that prison, he was 17 years old when he was sold into slavery. And Joseph was 30 years old when Pharaoh gave him rule over Egypt. So when you get the picture, there's 13 years in between the time he came into Egypt and then the time Pharaoh made him second in charge of all the land of Egypt. 13 years, a lot happened in 13 years. About 11 years or so, he was in the house of Potiphar. In other words, he came in as a slave and he worked his way up, and we looked at that last week. And so now he's in prison about 2 years, give or take a little bit of time. That way you have the idea about the time frame. And all this time, God was grooming Joseph. He's a young man. He was grooming Joseph. He put Joseph through a rigorous training of servitude and humility for those 13 years. We could, in the earlier days in his childhood, there's probably a little bit of, we looked at it earlier in the study, a little bit of arrogance and pride because he was his dad's favorite son, remember, and he'd tell on his brothers, and there was jealousy there. He had the coat of many colors, and it would naturally bring some type of arrogance to and pride to a young man's life. Well, God started working on him and took that pride out of his life and that arrogance. And boy, for 13 years, he became a servant. And he lost all of that, and that humility came in his life. And he was ready. God was ready for him at the age of 30. Now, I want to share some things with you. At the age of 30, he became mature, okay? It's interesting. Age of 30 has a place of prominence in the Bible. David, King David, he was 30 years old when he became king. 2 Samuel 5:4. Even though he was anointed as a youth, remember Samuel coming and anointing him in the house of Jesse and all as a young lad, it wasn't until he reached the age of 30 that he actually became king. Well, in Numbers chapter number 4, 46 and 47, we see that at 30 years of age was where you were allowed to enter the Levitical priesthood. In other words, when you're able to enter, you're in that household, but you couldn't take the role of a priest until you reached the age of 30. Why was that? Well, it's because they looked at you as then at the age of 30, that you're responsible, that you're mature, and that you finally come of age at the age of 30 in the Jewish mind. I think that's a lot true today. As young men, They had the frivolity of youth, and there's always exceptions to this. But by the time they reach the age of 30, they've matured. They've seen some things in life. Perhaps they've been married. They've had children. And their judgment is a lot better and a lot clearer than it would be for, let me use a young buck, you know, who's full of vim and vigor, and his judgment is maybe clouded by his emotions or whatever. And so at the age of 30, that's when they were allowed in Levitical priesthood. And there's another individual who entered into public ministry at the age of 30. Who was that? Jesus entered into, the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 3, verse number 23, that he was about age of 30 when he went to John the Baptist. He came out of the wilderness, and John the Baptist baptized him, and that's when he began his public ministry. Of course, he was in that Jewish realm, so they looked at entering that priesthood, so to speak. So people looked at him in the age of 30. He was well respected and known, so he was able to, people were looking at him, he was able to make necessary decisions in his life. Let me go a little bit farther in this, and my study again took me a little bit farther with this about the age of 30. You ever heard of a fellow by the name of Saul of Tarsus? Okay. Saul of Tarsus was a member of the Sanhedrin. Again, I researched this again this week and did some more studying just to check this out, make sure that everything was clear and is well documented and validated from different men of the pages, ages and sages of the past. Were to be in the Sanhedrin, you had two things that had to take place. Number one, you had to be married. You had to be married. Number two, you have to have children. Why is that so important? And you couldn't be a young man. Again, we're talking about the age of 30. Paul was a member of the Sanhedrin. He talked about that, about him passing judgment. Remember Stephen and all of that. So what does that tell us when he says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 7, "For do you remain unmarried as I am?" What he's talking about is he never remarried. He was unmarried. He didn't say that he had never been married. He said, remain unmarried. Are y'all following what I am? What happened, the Bible does not speak of this instance, but we do know when he went on the road to Damascus and he got saved, that we read in Philippians that he lost everything. Matter of fact, he said, I count it all but dung that I may win Christ. He lost his friends. He lost his family. He lost his finances when he went from Judaism to being a Christian. Well, everybody deserted him on that side, even his family. And that's why he could empathize when you read through in 1 Corinthians chapter number 7 about the marriage, divorce, and remarriage. He knew what these people were struggling with. Because he was married, he had children, but when he became a follower of Christ, they wrote him off. They still do that today, by the way. Whether it's in the Jewish economy or the Muslims or Buddhists, whoever, Danny can tell you this. I remember a story Danny mentioned when he was in Thailand years ago. Had a house full of people, Buddhists that were converted to Christianity. Well, somebody got up in the middle of the service, and of course, if I'm wrong, you let Danny correct me later, but this story, if I remember right, that basically the whole church emptied because they were under persecution. They had went from Buddhism to Christianity because of persecution from families and work. They all left except one little girl. Is that right, Danny? The whole church left except one little girl because of persecution. So I'm just saying all that goes on even today, Buddhism, Judaism, Muslim, that happened to Paul. His wife, his children, his family left him. So, but we see that he entered into the ministry, and he was at least the age of 30. That's a whole other line there. But in verse number 1, let me get moving. And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended the Lord, their Lord, the king of Egypt, speaking of Pharaoh.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more lessons like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.